This is an LTD Entertainment presentation.
Welcome to Brian C. Pusey's Safe Haven Podcast, where our aim is to encourage, enhance, and advance you to the next level on your Christian journey. We're prayerful that you'll stick around and listen to the message that God has for you, delivered by yours truly, Reverend Brian C. Pusey. The door is open. Let's go in together. Woke up this morning with my mind stayed on Jesus. Woke up this morning with my mind stayed on Jesus. Woke up this morning with my mind stayed on Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Singing and praying with my mind stay on Jesus. Singing and praying with my mind stay on Jesus. Singing and praying with my mind stayed on Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Hello, welcome to Safe Haven Podcast. I'm your host, Reverend Brian C. Pusey. I'm praying that you're doing incredibly well on this beautiful Sunday morning, or Monday, or Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, or Saturday. Whenever you've decided to tune in, I am still glad that you're here, and it's still a beautiful day as the Lord so decrees it. Today's message later on in the podcast is going to be very deep. It's very very, very, very deep. It's called Look Inside, as you may know. In the midst of putting this message together, I had to look inside myself. Matter of fact, I spent the whole week looking inside myself throughout many situations, and even consulted with a few close friends about this, and you know, and so therefore, and thanks to a very good friend, to pointing me to the scripture that we are looking at today, and I decided to meditate on it, and it led me to a very good revelation that I can't wait to share with you. So we're not going to tarry for very long. We're going to get right to it. Praying for those who listen to me every week, thank you. Praying for those who are listening to me for the first time, welcome. And also want to pray for those who are going to be listening in the near future. All right, well, we're going to get right to it. Safe Haven Podcast is really growing, and I am so grateful for everyone who's taken a part in its growth. And also, as we continue to grow in the Lord, grow in the faith in doing this as a ministry that's gone beyond four walls, coming soon will be, I won't say merchandise, but I will say at least something to showcase that you represent Safe Haven Podcast near and afar. Stay tuned in future podcasts for more information on this wonderful idea. Hello. Here at Safe Haven Podcast, on every fourth Sunday, we like to have what we call Four Sunday Showcase, where we take the time out and the opportunity to give a man or woman of God a chance to preach the word to the masses right here at Safe Haven Podcast. It doesn't matter how short it is or how long it is. As long as you have been called and you want to get the word out, Safe Haven will give you the opportunity to get that word out. Now, in order to do that, if I know you, that's great. If I don't know you, this is even a better opportunity to get to know me and for me to get to know you. So, if you or you know of someone who is interested, please pass along this information. The way to contact me is bpughsley@yahoo.com. Other words, bpughsley@yahoo.com with the heading Safe Haven Showcase. And let me get to know you. Send me a sound bite. Give me a chance to let me hear you. And then you know what? And we can work things out. And then guess what? You'll be a part of the Fourth Sunday Showcase of ministers. That's right. You will. You'll have that opportunity. Just make sure you reach out to bpughsley@yahoo.com. And oh yes, continue to listen. And oh yes, continue to subscribe, share, and listen to Safe Haven Podcast. I thank you, and God bless you. It's prayer time here at Safe Haven, praying for everyone who's going through something right now. If you're going through a tough situation, praying that God gets you through it. If you're going through a celebration, praying that God keeps you fulfilled and keeps you happy. Just want to send a special prayer to myself. Just pray that God keeps me going. You know, some days I feel out there, and I know everyone else does too, but especially me. Let us pray. Dear Heavenly Father, we just want to thank you right now for another opportunity to wake up and say thank you. We thank you for life, Lord. Some days we take it for granted and we don't even know why. And we pray for those who are going through struggles. It doesn't matter what the struggles are, Heavenly Father, be it sickness, illness, joblessness, relationshipless, whatever it may be, oh Heavenly Father, we pray that you just fill the void, oh Heavenly Father. Only you can fill the void that we are missing. I want to pray right now for myself, oh Heavenly Father. Pray that you keep me encouraged, keep me lifted up, oh Heavenly Father. There are days where I just don't know. But you know what, Lord, as long as I'm able to get up and be able to know who I am when I wake up, I thank you and I am so grateful. I want to pray for every church door that is open in your name. Heavenly Father, every minister that has got to get into the pulpit this morning to give a word from on high, oh Heavenly Father, I want to pray for every podcast preacher as well, Heavenly Father, for everyone that has to put on the headset, turn on the microphone, and turn on the recorder to bring a message that you've given them to the masses. Right now, I also want to pray for Safe Haven Podcast, oh Heavenly Father. Pray for it to continue to grow, continue to flourish, to continue to have a purpose for someone's lives right now. Heavenly Father, I want to pray for every listener right now, from near to afar, oh Heavenly Father, from male to female, no matter who they are, oh Heavenly Father, I am thankful and grateful for them. I'm praying for each and every one of them right now, Heavenly Father, no matter what they're going through, no matter what challenge they're going through, Heavenly Father, I pray that you just lift them up right now. Oh, Heavenly Father, continue to be with them, continue to guide them, touch them, bless them in a way that they have never, ever been blessed before. And right now, Heavenly Father, I want to pray for this word that's going to be coming forward. Oh, Heavenly Father, it is still a challenge for me to get these words, these messages out, but you know what, Lord, I am rising to the challenge, oh, Heavenly Father, because here am I. I am here to do your will. So please continue to be with me, guide me through. If the words are not on the printed page, oh Heavenly Father, put it in my heart, put it in my soul right now, Heavenly Father. We pray this prayer in your Son Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Don't be ashamed to call his name.
Yes, Lord.
It's scripture time here at Safe Haven, and pray that you have your swords, your Bibles ready. We're going to be coming from the Gospel of St. John today. We're going to be coming from the 14th chapter. We're going to be starting from the 18th verse. We're going to be reading on down to the 21st verse. It reads as follows. I will not leave you orphan. I am coming to you. In a little while, the world will no longer see me, but you will see me. Because I live, you also will live. On that day, you will know that I am in my Father, and you in me, and I in you. They who have my commandments and keep them are those who love me. And those who love me will be loved by my Father, and I will love them and reveal myself to them. Judas, not Iscariot, said to him, Lord, how is it that you will reveal to us and not to the world? Jesus answered him, those who love me will keep my word, and my Father will love them. And we will come to them and make our home with them. Whoever does not love me and does not keep my words, and the word that you hear is not mine, but it's from the Father who sent me. Word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God. For the few moments that we have together, I ask that you pray with me on the topic, look inside. Let us pray. Dear Heavenly Father, we want to thank you for this message and thank you for the messenger that is about to bring this message to the masses. So Heavenly Father, if the word is not on the printed page, please put it in my heart. If it's not on my tongue right away, please, please, please put it in me. Empty out my spirit right now, Heavenly Father, and fill me up with your Holy Ghost. So let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be found acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, my strength and my most blessed Redeemer. In your Son Jesus' name we pray. Amen. One of the toughest things to do these days, with everything going on from COVID to unexpected rise in violence in the streets, is to look inward toward the potential causes for what we are facing every day. We want to look at anyone that doesn't have our face or last name and shift the blame on them. You see, today's message is going to address something that we have to focus on after our faith, after we go through our faith workouts. See, we have to share our me take on life and see that we should have an us approach instead. The beloved disciple John is covering here at this part of the text a revealing conversation that Jesus is sharing with his disciples. See, this is the part where Jesus stops speaking in parables and makes it plain. He's no longer talking around the disciples because he knows that in order for the faith to grow in the future, he had to start making sense, or what was about to come would be ignored. You know, like his death and his resurrection. It would all go unnoticed. Do you know anyone like that in your walk that talks in code? Do you know anyone who you admire, but for the life of you can't understand half the time? You know, I know some of my friends will say that it's me all the way, man. But you know what? The truth is that we all have come across someone who is like that at one point in time. See, the question I have for you is, how do you react to these people? Whatever your answer is to the question, let me inform you that it pales in comparison to how the disciples must have felt for the few years they spent under Jesus prior to this peek behind the curtain. Imagine talking with someone for years, thinking that you were on a level maybe slightly higher, maybe slightly lower than that they were on. They were slightly lower than yours or slightly higher, only to find out that they were bringing you up to a higher level. Amen. I know. Mind blowing for sure. You see, we today have a hard time trying to trust people after being burned multiple times because some of these people invaded our lives for ill purposes. So another question that you may have for me today is what does the Lord have to tell us about looking inside ourselves? I'm glad you asked me, because in the time that we have here, we are about to explore it in these few verses. This leads me to the first point in today's message. You're going to see familiar qualities. Say it again. You're going to see familiar qualities. Verses 19 through 21 says, in a little while, the world will no longer see me, but you will see me. Because I live, you also will live. On that day, you will know that I am in my Father, and you in me, and I in you. They who have my commandments and keep them are those who love me. And those who love me will be loved by my Father, and I will love them and reveal myself to them. See, these verses come with baggage that needs to be taken in on a different level than you're used to. You see, Jesus was slowly revealing the truth about his purpose on earth and actually instilling a new purpose for his disciples. Amen. You see, he did this in three verses and didn't hold back. He told them that he was going to be departing soon, but he'd be with them as well. You see, he had told them many times that he was going to be crucified, but the disciples didn't want to hear that. They didn't want to hear that at all. Still didn't. So he reworded death with departing instead. The other part is when he said that he'd be in them like they were in him, when you read it at first, you won't see it. Trust me, I didn't see it. And the many times that I've read this passage or heard sermons preached from this passage until today. What Jesus was referring to with in him, in them, is they will forever be in his heart like he'll be in theirs. You see, someone in mourning needs to hear that right now. Someone who is upset that their last conversation with a loved one ended with words that they can't take back needs to know that deep down, it's all good. You see, if you're making a temporary situation into a permanent one, you've already made the wrong decision. If someone wronged you in 1999 and you claim to have evolved into a better person, why are you still hating on that person in 2021? You should be thanking that person and praising God for that person. Why? Because if they didn't do what they did to you in 1999, you wouldn't be the person that you are today in 2021. Tell me I'm on point. Preach, Reverend Brian. I'm doing the best I can. Amen. You see, you can visit the past sometimes, but there's no future in staying in the past. You see, there was a recent time in my life that I cherished like it was yesterday. It was a full day of being loved and receiving it in return. You know, a part of me always wishes I could stay there and relive it again and again and again and again. But guess what? God tells me every time I wish that, I wouldn't be who I am if I stayed in that moment today. See, my podcast wouldn't be what it is and what it will be if I stayed there. How do I know that? Because my podcast wasn't about me preaching the word of the Lord to everybody every day, every week, back then on that particular day. So I know I wouldn't be where I am right now if I stayed in that moment. You wouldn't want to hear from a minister who was ignoring his purpose for that one day. God reminded me that more of those days are coming, but I have to fulfill my purpose, keep my faith, and stay strong along the way. See, those are three bonus points right now just for you. One, fulfill your purpose. Two, keep the faith. And three, stay strong along the way. Amen? Amen. You see, your story isn't my story, but I'm of the belief that there's a day in your life that's so memorable that you're still on repeat. After 20 years or 20 months, whichever comes first. God told me to let you know that it's time to switch to the next track, chapter of your life and see what more blessings are in store for you. He blessed you in 2003 and he's really going to bless you before we reach 2023. Amen. Let the podcast say amen. Amen. If you truly love the Lord, like he said in verse 21, you wouldn't be feeling guilty every time you walk into church or when you turn the podcast on. Now, it's cool if you do feel guilt, but it doesn't mean that you should start paying rent in guilt. Amen? If you feel the guilt, it means that you know what's right and upset with the fact that you did something wrong in God's eyes. Here's the truth for you before we move to the next point. He hasn't given up on you because you're still alive. God woke you up this morning and he's given you a chance to move forward with your life and not regress back to the situation
that he rescued you from. Oh, y'all don't hear me right now. You no longer have to feel bad about yourself because he hit the refresh button when you woke up this morning. Amen, somebody. This leads me to the second point in today's message. You're going to be surprised with new discoveries. Say it again. You're going to be surprised with new discoveries. Verse 22 says, Judas, not Iscariot, said to him, Lord, how is it that you will reveal yourself to us and not to the world? See, this particular Judas is asking a question that many Christians are asking today when they pray. Why? Why is it that many people can't see the light when it's shining in their faces every day? Why am I being persecuted for my beliefs and punished when the oppressors live their lives to the fullest, even if it's not for the best? You see, Jesus revealed himself to them because they were valuable vessels that would be better at sharing their testimonies and being prime examples of how God blesses those from humble beginnings. You see, God knows that from before your parents met, what your story was going to look like. And he is making sure that we get there even when our free will tends to stretch out the outcome or changes the story altogether. I know this sounds like hyperbole from me because the next point will address Jesus' exact answer, but this point is focused on the discovery of self within the question. You see, the journey of figuring out who we are is a struggle we either face head on or run from in the form of vices. You know what I mean by vices. Your addictions. Before you put up a red flag and assume that I'm judging you or that God's judging you now, let me reassure you that we all have our vices and addictions. Amen. The fact is, you can't let the addictions become your everyday ritual though. Amen. In learning how valuable we are to God, we discovered that the very things that we thought were hindering us only served to strengthen our faith in him. They said that you'd never walk again, but look at God. You've won your fair share of marathons since then. They told you that you barely get your high school diploma, but look at God, because here you are working on your doctorate. See, in the midst of your self-discovery, you're going to learn that God is the source and the resource for your life and has given you purpose. If you haven't discovered this truth within you yet, don't worry, you will. How do I know? I feel it in the atmosphere, and I can feel it as I put my words to the microphone. God will never leave you nor forsake you. You may feel like that from time to time, but know that it's only a temporary thing and not permanent. Amen? You see, now this leads me to the third and final point of today's message. You're going to be refreshed. Oh, hallelujah. Say it again. You're going to be refreshed. Verses 23 and 24 says, Jesus answered him, those who love me will keep my word, and my Father will love them, and we will come to them and make our home with them. Whoever does not love me does not keep my words, and the word that you hear is not mine, but is from the Father who sent me. Whenever Jesus answers my questions, I'm feeling relieved within. Whenever my prayers are answered, I can't tell you how excited I feel inside. It's amazing how Jesus lays out the blueprint for us to follow as we go about the journey of life. It's amazing. All we have to do is love him and keep his word, because then we will gain access to God's everlasting love. They both will come and make a home with us. I don't know about you, but I know that a few of you miss your cue to shout with praise, so I'll do it for you. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. I give you the highest praise. I unpack the good news first, but we got to unpack the cautionary news as too. So here we go. Jesus says in verse 24 that whoever doesn't love him or follow the word will not hear from him, but from God directly. Now, to understand that even more so, we go a little bit further than our text for today. We go to verses 25 and 26 of John 14, because it tells us what's coming next. The text says, I have said these things to you while I am still with you, but the Advocate, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, will teach you everything and remind you of all that I have said to you. Hallelujah. Are you ready for the advocate to come in your life? Or are you stuck in a lifestyle that is all flesh and no substance? If you're not ready yet, I'm praying you will be ready very soon. Now, if you're ready, it's time to repeat after me. Dear Lord, thank you for loving me, even in the midst of my struggle. I promise to be available for you. Amen. If you prayed that and believe in your heart that Jesus died for you and was risen again, I encourage you to partner up with a church near you. If you want to partner up with Safe Haven Podcast, you are welcome here. Share this message with everyone you know and help this ministry grow. Amen and hallelujah. The word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God. Let us pray. Dear Heavenly Father, we want to thank you for this message, and we want to thank you for the messenger that delivered the message today, oh Heavenly Father. We pray that this word has uplifted someone and encouraged another. And if it did not exactly encourage one at that very moment, we pray that it will touch and encourage another, oh Heavenly Father. We pray a prayer of thanksgiving. We thank you for all the blessings that you have bestowed upon us today and forevermore. In your Son Jesus' name, we pray. Amen. If you're enjoying this wonderful podcast and you want to hear more, please make sure that you click the follow or subscribe button on this wonderful podcast so you can stay up to date with the latest and the greatest and be able to listen to past podcasts that you have not yet heard before but want to hear again. Also, don't forget to click the share button. The share button is also important, so therefore you can share this podcast with all your friends, loved ones, and acquaintances. Look forward to hearing from you. Peace. Thank you for listening to this podcast today. We pray that the message has uplifted you in a way and encouraged you in a way that is going to bring out the best in you and bring out the God in you. If you do not have a church home right now, we pray that you get connected with a church today. If you want to be connected to my podcast in a church-like way, you can always reach out at bpughsley@yahoo.com. And I most definitely will reach out to you in the best way possible. So right now, we just want to say thank you. Let us pray. Dear Heavenly Father, we just want to thank you for this message right now. We want to thank you for this podcast. We pray for every person who is listening right now, Heavenly Father, under the sound of my voice. Continue to guide us, encourage us, teach us, bless us, and our families as well. We pray that as you dismiss us from this place, but never from your presence. In your Son Jesus' name we pray. Amen. And see you next week.
Amen. Don't be ashamed to call his name.
Yes, Lord.
This was an LTD Entertainment presentation.